Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 18th of February 2026. Today's topic is busy, seek him more. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 to 34. Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or, What shall we drink? Or, Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Key verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In our world today, so many things have crept in to make us so busy to cater for our soul, which is the most important in the sight of God. We care so much about the body which will perish. We get busy with our books with loads of assignments and sometimes project. At home, we also have chores and TV or computers that take our time, then the birthday parties and different gatherings. God expects us to prioritize things that have eternal value over the things of the flesh, which will perish. As children, seeking to know the Lord early is very important, like Samuel was able to hear God's voice early in life, and he became a great vessel in God's hand. No matter how busy you are, you must set time apart to pray and read your Bible in the morning before going to school. You must as well create time to fellowship with other children of God so that you can be nurtured spiritually. To achieve your goal of seeking the Lord as you should, you need to create a 24-hour workable timetable where you have all your activities in place. Avoid distractions from your timetable activities, and you will discover you will have more time for your spiritual activities. Prayer for today. Dear Father, help me to love you above all else and be at my best for you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Further reading, Psalm 63, verse 1 to 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.